Science. This is the MCOCME podcast, and I'm your host, Zach Rossi. If you don't understand that reference, if you're one of the younger listeners out there, you might want to listen to a song called Blinded Me with Science, and then there's also a movie called Weird Science. I would recommend both of those, if you have the time. And they're kind of, you know, iconic 80s hits, so yeah, definitely worth it. But that's not what I'm talking about today. This is not about movies or music. This is about the science class and how grossly overpowered it has become over the last few years, whether it's through new champions, buffs, or just the name of their kit, if you will, like what's involved within it, how it works, etc., etc. And as we've seen in the game, different classes seem to really kind of ascend and then other ones kind of take a backseat, but there's always this kind of like checks and balances thing kind of going on. Like, I remember when the mutant class was severely overpowered, and then the mystic class kind of came up and did their thing, and the cosmic class, so on and so forth. But now I feel like the science class is really like the bee's knees. They are a class full of a bunch of studs, and there's all sorts of different champions out there that can do a lot of damage. And they all bring something very unique to the table. Like, I remember when the science class was just a kind of a, I don't want to say a rinky-dink group, but, you know, it wasn't really a lot of things going on. But then different champions came in that could inflict poison, be immune to poison. But then you had champions that came in like Electro, who kind of gave you a penalty if you hit him with any type of contact attack. But now it's like we kind of have figured out ways to get around Electro. So he's not really that good. The Hulk used to be very lame. He was just kind of like meh. But after his new buff, you can basically stunlock the opponent into oblivion, and his special 2 does a ton of damage. Human Torch has become like one of the just bona fide mystic killers. And there are other champions that have come into the fray as well that can do what he does, but with a little bit more utility. Like Scorpion, for example. I ascended my Scorpion a few weeks ago, and he's amazing. He's got so much utility. The Power Stings, the Petrify, and also like the pre-fight selects are just so cool, and he can cover a lot of ground, whether it's in questing or whether it is in battlegrounds. And you also have Spider-Ham. I remember when Spider-Ham came out in 2020, how cool he was. I wanted to get my hands on him, and I did as a 5-star, but the fact that he can do taunts, he can do the Porker Poppers, which are basically Power Sting. He's just a very fun character. His animations are awesome. And, you know, those are only just a few champions out there in the science class that can do a lot of damage. And if you're looking at champions that got kind of like a little bit of a tweak, got a little bit of a buff that kind of made their lives greatly, you know, enhanced in the battle realm, no one really talks about the She-Hulk buff that she got a few years ago. But She-Hulk is like, I mean, just go see what Metal Sonic does with her. She can take care of a lot of content, whether it's end game or whether it's just run-of-the-mill monthly content. She is so much fun. She's just got a lot of really cool stuff. And if you pair her up with Mr. Fantastic, you get the Power Stings for any science champion whenever they inflict a debuff. And that can make short work of any champion in any quest. Luke Cage just got a buff. And if you know how to play him correctly, which I'm still kind of figuring that out, he is awesome. He is so cool. He does a lot. Miles Morales, he got himself a new buff as well. And anytime I see a boss fight that has, you know, all, you know, special attacks are unblockable, I'm picking him because you know why? Whenever the attacks are unblockable, he just misses it 100% of the time. So you can kind of make your life really easy in those boss fights. But what's really cool about the science class and what I think is very unique about them is that they have a handful of champions that are buff immune. And the first ever buff immune champion that we saw, or who didn't generate buffs, was Red Guardian. And Red Guardian was like one of those science champions that when he came in, players were kind of like on the fence about him. And then all of a sudden, we were seeing all this stuff that he was doing in Act 6 against the Mordo boss fight, and we wanted to get our hands on him. Same thing with Captain America Infinity War. But with Captain America Infinity War, not only do you get the utility that he gets in his Sig ability, but he also enhances other classes that are on his team as well. So that's really cool. It's kind of this really like unique leadership thing, and I think it really does a lot of cool things for, you know, other champions. But we have Silk. We have also one of my favorite champions, Titania. I mean, these two champions, and also Spot as well, three champions. They just, anytime you're on like a node where it's, you know, hey, the opponent's going to benefit from buffs, you don't have to worry about it because you're never going to generate them. And also, like with Titania, you get the unstoppable, the unblockable, the indestructible. I mean, she is so amazing. She's my go-to in Alliance raids. I have her as a rank 2 7-star Awakened, which I couldn't believe I got, you know, I was able to awaken her. Same thing with my 7-star Hulk. I have him awakened as well. And I'm waiting to get more Catalyst so I can rank him up as well. And then if you look at what Silk's bringing to the table, if you're a very, you know, adept player of Silk, you're going to run laps around any mutant champion or basically any champion in the game if you know what you're doing. And what's funny is, it's like, I'm not even talking about the rest of the science class. There's like so many other champions that are so good, like, you know, Cassie Lang, Quicksilver, Jessica Jones, Joe Fixit, especially when he's awakened. Even Ant-Man is actually a really good and a pesky defender right now with his new buff and stuff like that too. And then my boy, Spider-Man, you know, once I was very kind of on the fence about his buff, but then once I started playing him and I could see all the damage fly from just kind of spamming the SP1s and then going to the SP2, he is so good. And then I'm overlooking another buff immune champion, Spider-Man 2099. He's awesome. He's got those ruptures, which can definitely help sort of turn the tide in your favor. The weather debuff, it's so good. He's an awesome counter for Sasquatch. It's almost like the Mystic champions are kind of like running for the hills because the science class has become so overpowered that it's like, pick whichever one you want. You really, you know, it's kind of like just an awesome time to be a science champion. Because a long time ago, everybody was really hot to trot on Quake. Like, Quake was like the creme de la creme of a science champion. If you could get her, if you could get like her abilities and her skills underneath your thumbs, you were golden. You had nothing to worry about. Same thing with the Void. The Void was like that kind of champion where if you were in any kind of a fight where the opponent was gaining a lot of power or health at a very significant rate, bring in the Void at a high signature level, and guess what? He'll make mincemeat out of him. But here's the thing. Other science champions right now can kind of do it a little bit better than he does, but there's always a soft spot in my roster for the Void. I think he's awesome. I have him, I think, as a rank 3 6-star, but he's fully maxed out. So, you know, when that Fear of the Void happens, he is just eating dudes for lunch. It is like a no-brainer. And then, like, you know, we had Morbius who came in. Like, he's a very fun champion. He's like, you know, he can be a very pesky battlegrounds defender, especially if you are very aggressive and you get kind of caught in that psionic glide kind of thing. But what I'm really kind of getting at with this episode and what I'm talking about right here, and there's also a YouTuber named Nagase. He's kind of the catalyst for this episode. Go check out his channel. He talks about this a lot better than I do. But if you are a budding player right now, and if you're trying to get your hands on champions to make your life better in content, look no further than the science class. And if I were to put together, like, you know, a starter kit, like if you were to have champions that were, you know, you're questing early on, you're just trying to get through things, if you can get your hands on, let's just say, the Thing, because I still feel like the Thing has a lot of value, especially as a defender in Battlegrounds. But if you're able to get your hands on like the Hulk, Spider-Man, She-Hulk, Immortal Abomination, if you can somehow get Red Guardian, just kind of looking at different champions here on the Aunt May website, or even Mr. Fantastic, just to kind of really help out everybody, I think you're going to be in a very good spot. Because back then, like, you know, when the game was maybe 2 or 3 years old, the science class was nothing really to get excited about. They had really good potential. They had really good ideas on paper, but there was like one champion out of the few that could like really stand out and do a lot of work. Now it's like, just pick anyone you want. I mean, Photon's one of my champions I'm always banning in Battlegrounds because she can get really pesky, really annoying. I love the Red Hulk. I still feel like he has aged beautifully as like a champion that it was not necessarily OG, but he kind of came in around that time. But like, I mean, there's just so many cool science champions out there. And especially when you outfit them with science-based relics, they become just even more sweet. It's a nice little chef's kiss, a nice little cherry on top. But let me know what you think of the science class. Let me know if you think that they need to kind of dial it back a little bit, or if they're just fine where they are. Because like I said, the class system always is in kind of a checks and balance type thing. So I'm not too worried about like the science class right now. we'll see what happens. Maybe the tech class kind of gets a little bit of a boost. I know we're going to have, you know, Spider-Punk in the game, which, man, he looks so cool. He looks so cool. So I'm excited to see what he can do. Hopefully I can get my hands on him. If anybody from Kabama is listening, I'm just saying he and I are kind of like a match made in heaven. So if you want to send me him, just do it. Just saying. But anyway, that's it for me. I'll talk to you all next time here on the MCOCME podcast.